And similarly to Madeline, Edward refused to accept that his son was unjustly punished. He also took the matter to court.
Both cases cited that their respective school districts violated the First Amendment rights of their children. As far as the plaintiffs were concerned, the school districts that forced students to study the Bible were denying the rights to religious freedom. Due to the similarities in the two cases, Abington School District v. Shemp was merged with Murray v. Curlett. History was about to be made.
Together, they reached the Supreme Court in 1963. It wasn't an easy road by any means. The pushback they received was astronomical. Media outlets like Life magazine and the New York Times fiercely criticized Madeline and the Shemps. In the court of public opinion, they were accused of trying to strip God and Christian values from the school system.
Despite the intense public attacks, the plaintiffs won in an 8-1 decision in 1963. Not only was this a massive personal victory for Madeline,